It's the Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by ANZ Home Loans for financial well-beings.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Breakfast as we cover the latest property news every morning on iHeartRadio, Spotify and Apple. You know the places, or wherever you get your podcast from. It is a Monday morning, December the 11th today, just 14 days until Christmas. And don't forget, on Christmas morning, we have another Breakfast Christmas special podcast where we're going to be talking to some of our contributors throughout the year, which has been a lot of people, as we continue to bring you the most interviews each year on real estate and producing more property podcasts across Australia than anybody. All, of course, to better inform you when it comes to either buying or selling property. And this coming holiday break, if you need to catch up on some of our real estate podcasts, you can do that. We have now over 700 podcasts at your fingertips. Whichever way you cut it is a lot of real estate information. And this morning we are continuing our conversation around real estate. This time we are going to Darwin and catching up with Will Johnson, who is the Managing Director at Heron Todd White in the Northern Territory there. Good morning, Will. We haven't spoken for a while. How has your year been for 2020?
Good morning, Craig. How are you going? 14 days till Christmas. That's a bit scary. I do wonder where the year has disappeared to. It's been a really interesting year here in Darwin. We've sort of had the interest rate rises that everyone's felt the impact of through the year. And sort of as we've got to the back end of the year, we sort of really have a shortage of housing, and we're sort of seeing a little bit of a patchy market at the moment. So it's quite an interesting space.
Yeah, and I know that last time we spoke, we were talking about those first home buyers because there was this interstate movement because of the median house price up there. So how has that been over the last, 4 or 5 months?
Still relatively affordable at that entry level to the market. So that part of the market is ticking along okay. Not huge price growths in that section. We haven't seen a lot of the newer subdivisions, the house and land packages, meet the market yet. They've had difficulty titling the new land, and there's not a lot of government incentives around for a new build at the moment. So say compared with the East Coast, where particularly in Queensland you can get really healthy first homeowner grants. But we have an election, we have a territory election next year. One would think that we might see some first homeowner grants come back to the market as a bit of an election sweetener. So that'll be an interesting watch for 2024.
Oh yeah, property and politics, they do actually go hand in hand, and sweeteners, we'll be looking out for those next year. And on Friday, in fact, we were talking to Stephen there in Broome, WA, and of course he was talking about not only for first home buyers, but also the luxury market. And of course this sometimes gets lost, because for just around that $1 million mark, you are entering in Broome the luxury market. And it's a similar sort of thing where you are, isn't it?
Yeah, we probably push a little bit higher through the market, sort of north of 1.5 to 2 million sort of gets you into our luxury space. The $1 million barrier was the barrier for a long period of time here, but we've certainly pushed through that. We've seen market activity around the $3 million mark with a handful of sales through 2024. They sort of predominantly in the inner Darwin suburbs of Larrakia, Fanny Bay and the Marina suburb of Cullen Bay, which the listeners would be familiar with if they've ever been to Darwin in the beautiful dry season. And then we've seen some activity in the acreage allotments just on the fringe of the city, sort of pushing it around that $2 million mark as well. So whilst interest rates are going up, our market has seen that, for really good quality stuff, there's still buyers in the market, and the broader economy is in pretty good shape. So, those owner-occupiers that have local businesses or have done well in the last few years are certainly still acting with their feet and spending, pretty healthy money on good quality property.
All right, so that is Will there in Darwin. When we come back, we're going to have a look at a PropTrack market outlook, which Well, they're sort of painting a bit of a doom and gloom situation for Darwin. We'll have a look at that next.
Explore new property destinations where you could live with exclusive interviews covering real estate news and market insights.
Well, from the Reserve Bank this morning, they're telling us that under 2% of borrowers face significant mortgage default risk, with 95% of mortgage holders managing payments and expenses without exhausting their savings. They say even with a notable jobless increase, mortgage defaults are expected to remain in the low single digits. The RBA acknowledges that household financial strains are there, but should avoid mass defaults.
It's the Main Centre forecast.
And from mass defaults to your weather word, let's have a look at it. And first we go to Sydney, expecting a mainly fine day, your high of 28. Good morning if you are in Melbourne, little bit of a mixed bag, expecting cloudy skies, possibility of some showers today, 23 is your forecast top. Brisbane expecting a mainly fine one with some cloudy bits and 30 degrees. And the blue sky is hovering above in Perth today. Pretty warmish too with 33 degrees.
Remember, we are not a real estate company. We are 100% all about increasing your awareness and knowledge for buying and selling properties.
And it's another Real Estate Monday, and we are talking with Will Johnson, who is the Managing Director at Heron Todd White in the Northern Territory, and looking at Darwin's property prices forecasted to remain stagnant next year for 2024. PropTrack, as I mentioned, they have their market outlook, which predicts minimal movement in Darwin values after a 2% fall for this year for 2023. What did you make of that news there, Will?
I did see the article written, and when you're looking at the forecast, I think it's always worthy to look back and see how they went the year before. And at the start of 2023, the similar forecasting was saying a 6-7% drop for Darwin, which didn't quite materialise. I think our market is in better shape than stagnating. We haven't had a lot of new supply really hit our market at all. So given that we haven't had that supply to flood prices, I think that we're in pretty good shape, especially in the unit market. We don't have any tower cranes in the CBD at the moment constructing units. So we think that the unit market should do better than stagnating. We're sort of thinking minimal growth there. The inner suburbs that I mentioned before that have seen some really high prices through 2023, we think that market's in pretty good shape. Again, it's a supply factor. You know, for those properties which are well presented, it is difficult to find builders, and cost of construction still hasn't come back. So just given that lack of supply, we think that part of the market will kick along pretty well. As I mentioned, we have an election, so I would imagine that some incentives will be thrown around for the first homeowners. So that sort of should start to look to the back end of 2024 to get some market activity going. And the rental market is certainly very tight here. We're still sub 2% vacancy rates. We are in a real housing shortage, like the rest of the country. The immigration's really hit here as well. We've got extra people here in Darwin. It's really difficult to find somewhere to live. So, you know, not too dissimilar to other major non-metro sort of your Sydney, Melbourne's. You know, if you think of Cairns, Townsville, the Broome discussion earlier, you know, we're still seeing, you know, pretty strong activity in the region. So, you know, there's a lot of work in the NT. We think that pipeline of work will really continue along. So as people come to Darwin for the project, they need somewhere to live. So, you know, all of those sort of more macro fundamentals should keep the property market in pretty good shape is sort of our view on how 2024 will pan out.
And just having a look at some of the other areas in terms of PropTrack's projections, Canberra minus 1-2% for next year, Hobart minus 2 to a possible plus 1. And then on the positive side, Perth leads with expected growth of between 5-8%, followed by Adelaide 4-7%, and Brisbane 3-6%. Sydney and Melbourne are anticipated to experience slower growth. I just want to ask you about the investors, because that was another talking point. There were some interstate investors getting into the Darwin market. How's that looking for you?
Yeah, we're starting to see more activity from the investment side of the market. A recent development which was completed, and a residential development, about 30 units just on the fringe of the city. They were secured with NT government long-term leases, sort of in the 7-year range, and they've largely sold to interstate investors in the 6.5% yield bracket. So we're seeing that activity, you know, certainly as the reports are suggesting that pricing might back off a little bit on the East Coast. So when we see that, typically the investor market starts to look for the yield play, and there's certainly some good opportunity with, you know, as I mentioned before, with such a tight rental market here in Darwin, we don't think that's going to change. So we're going to see upward pressure on rents, and, you know, that does make it more attractive for the investors. So interest rates, you know, that's probably saying that should settle down. So at least the investors can get a line of sight on where things will be for a little bit longer. And then, you know, with the strong returns that can be achieved here in the Darwin market, it's a positive proposition for an investor.
Well, you've had a really busy year, as I've mentioned, just 14 days until Christmas. So tell us a little bit about what's happening in the Darwin market. What actually does happen over Christmas, New Year? Because you do get quite an influx, don't you?
Yeah, we've probably got a week to go of the market sort of trying to close the deals out. They're called Southerners here, the people that have moved from interstate to live in the territory, and a lot of the Southerners tend to head home for Christmas time. So, yeah, we'll shut down here. Pretty well the town closes out in the property market from the, you know, the 20th or so of December until about the 10th of January. It's pretty quiet. So the storms start to roll in, and people look for a bit of activity in the outdoors and enjoy the cooler weather. So tends to see the property market slow down sort of, yeah, through that Christmas period until mid-January. And then talking to a few agents already, they've got, you know, a good quality list of stock ready to go for early January. And they'll launch that with, you know, those starting to hit auction campaigns sort of through late January and early February, which is really typical for our market. You'll see, you know, good quality stock hit the market right at the start of the year, where the agents have, you know, pulled together a bit of a listing pool, and they'll get some activity into the market nice and quickly. So we're expecting that to start for early 2024.
Yeah, hit the ground running. And you, of course, have been a great advocate for Darwin, but what does Will do over the Christmas New Year? What are you up to in terms of a little bit of downtime? You know, catch your breath, recharge?
I've got little kids in our household, a 3-year-old and a 9-month. So we've got the Christmas elf on the shelf is in full swing in our house at the moment. And with the real little one, we can just wrap presents, but there doesn't need to be too much in there. The empty box with wrapping paper on it is very well enjoyed at Christmas time. So a bit of family time, and try not to eat too much. And yeah, we're just looking forward to a bit of downtime after a big year.
All right. Well, you enjoy the Christmas with your family. Enjoy the new year. Look forward to catching up at some point in 2024. And thanks once again for coming on to the Real Estate Breakfast this morning.
Thanks for the support, and Merry Christmas to all the listeners.
Don't navigate the real estate market alone. Let us help guide you in the world of real estate every day. Make better informed decisions with the latest news and insights.
We've also seen consumer sentiment deeply, deeply pessimistic. But lo and behold, we've got record pricing across many of our capitals, and we've seen a recovery in price growth pretty much across all of them. They've all bottomed out and they're starting to grow.
The corner blocks, obviously a little bit more rare, right, on any given street, and therefore if people are looking to subdivide, most people typically considering a standard split right down the middle.
What we're talking about here is that in Sydney and Melbourne, they are the capital cities that has been hit the most when it comes to higher cash rate.
Unfortunately, the first home buyer has a lot of competition at the moment. A lot of investor activity coming into our market now with a 9 to 10% return on investment. So unfortunately, that first home buyer is seeing a lot of competition.
We connect you to the best real estate information across Australia. The Real Estate Podcast.